This is the Composer's Datebook for January 5th. I'm John Zeck. In the opinion of General George Washington, a commanding plateau on the west bank of the Hudson River, about 40 miles north of New York City, was a key strategic position during America's War for Independence. Washington selected Thaddeus Kosciuszko, one of the heroes of the Battle of Saratoga, to design fortifications there in 1778 and transferred his headquarters to the so-called West Point a year later. In 1802, after America's independence had been won, President Thomas Jefferson signed legislation establishing a United States Military Academy at West Point. 150 years later, in 1952, the West Point Military Band decided to observe the Academy's sesquicentennial by asking prominent composers to write celebratory works to mark the occasion. A number of them responded, including the French composer Darius Milhaud. Milhaud's West Point Suite was premiered by the West Point Band at Carnegie Hall on today's date in 1952, with Captain Francis Resta conducting, and it became one of the most popular of these sesquicentennial pieces. The previous year, Milhaud had paid a visit to West Point to check out the band, and he was impressed by what he heard, surprised as well when the band struck up Happy Birthday in his honor. It seems that both Milhaud and his wife had completely forgotten that their September 4th visit coincided with the composer's 60th birthday. We'd like to point you to our website, composersdatebook.org. And while you're there, you can sign up for our email newsletter. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, with funds provided by the College Band Directors National Association, reminding you that all music was once new.